T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we got an hour to go here. We got Tahal, our favorite attorney in studio, hanging with us, Al. She's adorable. And, there's even somebody walking around our studios here that's a big name. Mm. And Rhea's going to attempt to bring him in, but it's in a long
and
shot.
Again,
it's a long shot.
This is why I don't tell you things.
It's a long shot. But I would like to say that even if you bring him in, my go-to guy is already on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Al, I take notes during Eagle games. And none of those notes matter me as much as Philly voice after a game. No game is over until I have read Jimmy Kemsky's 10 awards.
I love them.
Because they're really good, and there are a lot of stuff you might have forgotten. This man knows football. We are honored to have him on our show. Jimmy Kemsky. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Angelo. Thank you for the kind words.
No, it's awesome stuff, Jimmy. And I just want to know, because I want to make sure I read a lot of stuff. At this moment in time, is it true that Jalen Hurts is in your top 5 of NFL quarterbacks?
Well, through the first 3 games, there's no doubt. I mean, like, he's a clear-cut MVP candidate after these first 3 games. I thought he actually had his worst of his 3 games on Sunday, and he threw for 340 yards and 3 touchdowns. Like, that's pretty good.
All right, well, we have not criticized him yet. Could you tell us what he did wrong, Jim?
Well, no. So, to be clear, I thought he played very well on Sunday. I just thought he played better in the first 2 games in terms of his accuracy, putting the ball in the right places and allowing his receivers to get yards after the catch and such. This game, I thought he was still very, very good in this game. In the second half, I think there were some chances to put more points on the board, and that obviously they weren't able to do that. Didn't matter, of course, because they blew him out in the first half. That's not meant to be a criticism of Hurts in any way. I was just kind of making the point that he threw for 340 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it was still probably not as good as his first 2 games.
Jimmy, who's ahead of him right now in the NFL in your eyes?
Yeah, I think if you're talking about, like, and again, it's only 3 games, but like MVP conversation, you're probably looking at like a Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. But the Eagles are only one of 2 teams now in the NFL that are undefeated, along with the Miami Dolphins. Who knew we were watching such greatness in Eagles-Dolphins joint practices this summer? But yeah, those are the only 2 teams that are undefeated right now. And actually, there are no teams in the NFC that have 0 wins. So it's kind of been the NFL's kind of getting their way with what they hope to achieve in parity. But I think that you probably put Lamar and Josh Allen up there with Hurts in terms of the 3 guys having the 3 best seasons so far.
All right, since we're evaluating quarterbacks and there are 30 of them out there, where's Wentz rank?
Yeah, I haven't watched all these other quarterbacks play much, but he stunk on Sunday, of course, as we all saw. Yeah, I actually thought he was okay in the first 2 games. Like, I thought he was actually a little bit better even than he was last year with Indy in those first 2 games. But what we saw from him on Sunday, and one of my favorite quirks about him in terms of his pocket presence, is that when an edge rusher runs by him, it's almost like he feels that that person then ceases to exist and will not continue to try to come after him. The amount of sacks that he has where he's hanging in the pocket, the guy runs by him, and then he'll just back up into him. Oftentimes it leads to a fumble and turnover. The amount of times he has done that over his career, and then in this last game on Sunday, I think there were like 3 or 4 different sacks where it was that kind of play. It's just incomprehensible. And then after every game, he's up there at the podium saying, yeah, I got to do a better job of hanging on to the football, holding it with 2 hands. It just never ends. He's just never going to learn. He's 30 years old. He's in his 7th year in the league. It's crazy that he hasn't fixed some of the very obviously and easily fixable things that he just refuses to get better at.
It's fast. And I love that line. That line was in the awards, and I laughed when I was reading it in the middle of the night. It's phenomenal stuff. But I'm just, here's the thing that we're seeing from Hurts that we never saw from Wentz, Jimmy. And it's just natural leadership skills mm-hmm. on the field. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because I saw two touchdowns that he kind of made up at the line. The A.J. Brown and the touchdown to the back of the end zone to Devontae. And you're seeing leadership we never saw from Wentz. Are you seeing it that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at the sequence there at the end of the first half where they have first and goal. They you know, a couple incomplete passes on first and second down. And then third down, they call a run play, which is a little bit of a curious decision with only 20 seconds left. Now the clock's running. You got to get everyone lined up. You got to get the next playoff. And he was just very calm and collected about it. Just very calmly, but very quickly got everyone lined up, called his own play. Play wasn't even in the playbook for this week. Like, it wasn't even part of the game plan. Calls his own play, finds Devontae in the back of the end zone. Of course, Devontae made a great play on that as well, so credit to him. But, yeah, the poise with which he operated in that situation, you know, for a third-year player, that's really heavy. You know, like 10-year NFL, you know, kind of veteran-type stuff that we saw from him at the end of the first half. And then, as you mentioned, you know, the leadership, all the intangibles that he brings to the table, that's all been well-documented on the field, off the field, whatever you want to say. It was just sort of the physical things that he couldn't do, or we perceived that he couldn't do with his arm, that was going to be the you know, the concern with him, you know, in 2022 and beyond. And he's certainly been a whole lot better on all that stuff too. So when you mix those two things, being able to throw the ball, being able to make plays with his legs, which he didn't do a lot of, or didn't need to do a lot of in this game, but he did the first 2 weeks, he combined all that together and the intangibles and the leadership, Eagles might really have something here.
Absolutely. But I did find a negative here, and I want to get your thoughts because you break all this tape down, Jimmy. I don't think they're getting good coaching in special teams. I don't see it. I'm seeing a lot of mistakes, and I'm seeing no room to run no matter who's catching the ball. What do you say?
The kick return units are a problem. They don't have a returner, really, for especially on kickoffs. On punts, I think Covey's been fine. First and foremost, you just want to be able to field the ball, which was always an adventure when they had Jalen Reagor back there. At least, you know, well, I guess Covey did have.
He dropped one. He misjudged it. It was awful. You
know, I would like to immediately retract that statement. but yeah, they had the blocked field goal, of course, last week where, you know, Patrick Peterson was able to get around the edge on him. They did have the nice play week one where Zach McPherson was ready for the onside kick. So I thought that was at least coached up well and they were ready for that situation. But yeah, I think special teams are certainly Jake Elliott's a great kicker too. So, you know, you at least have that. The punter is maybe a problem. But yeah, I agree with you that, you know, we don't have much to complain about on offense and defense, but there are some gripes certainly with the special teams.
Last thing, Jimmy. Doing matchups for Sunday at the head coaching position, who has an advantage? Nick Sirianni, Doug Peterson.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring something up here. So the Eagles heading into the season, one of my concerns with them was, you know, them getting out to slow starts. Like in their last six games last year, not including the meaningless one between, you know, with Dallas week 18, they were outscored 49-7 in the first quarter. And my friend Sheil Kapadia put out a tweet, I think yesterday, that the Eagles, they're outgaining their opponents so far this year by 650 plus yards in the first half.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And the next closest team is like 320-something. The highest yardage producing games of the NFL season so far this year are all three of the Eagles games.
The Eagles, their
yardage outputs in the first half of games. So their coaching staff is very young. You know, I think they went through some growing pains last year in, you know, a lot of guys in their first year in whatever position they were. Like, for example, Jonathan Gannon, first year as a defensive coordinator, Nick Sirianni, first year as a head coach, right on down the line. I think there were some growing pains last year, but it's really coming together for them this year. And just the way that they've come out and they've hammered these teams early in games is really I think it's a great sign for the Eagles so far in this season. As far as them versus Doug, we all love Doug. Like Doug is a great guy, great coach for the Eagles. But I do think that the Eagles with the way that they've played so far this season. By the way, Jacksonville is not a pushover. That team looks pretty good, and they finally have a legit coach, leader, you know, whatever you want to call it, in place there, which they didn't have last year, of course. So it's not, they're not going to be a pushover, but yeah, I would take the Eagles staff over Doug.
Advantage Sirianni by an expert, Jimmy Kepski.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.